Good afternoon once again, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I'm not sure if you can hear that noise, but it's the rain belting against the roof of the car and the windscreen and the bonnet. So I've just left Hope in the Peak District, and after today's walk, which I recorded in Audio Boo form, which will be before this boo, we went to the Woodbine Cafe in Hope itself. And that is the first time I've actually been in there. I quickly went in once, around about, well, maybe about a year ago, but they don't take card, and for some reason I never carry cash, it seems. But today, I got cash on me, so we went into the Woodbine Cafe, and I was really, really impressed with the price and the variety of food they've got on there. And there was a nice welcoming log fire. So we got some coffee and some treats and sat there by the fire. So like I say, I'm on the way home now, and the rain that was promised to arrive at 3 o'clock has, right on cue. It's absolutely throwing it down. When we were descending down Grinsbrook towards Edale, there was a guy came running up behind us, or behind us, sorry, and he was like in a bit of a panic, and he said, "Oh, have you seen two other people?" And the EX described, sorry, what sort of things they're wearing, and I thought, "Are these people going to be lost, or what's happened?" And he said that we walked up from Edale up this route up Grinsbrook, and I've been walking around on the tops on my own for an hour and a half. And they decided that they were going to press on and leave me. So I don't quite know what happened there. And long story short, we did see them. He did find these friends back down in Edale. But the thing that really worries me is the fact that they all split up there. And the cloud was around today. The cloud was down. And up on the top of Kinder, on the plateau there, it's just one massive peat bog. And it's quite easy to get turned around and not manage to keep track of where you're heading, and your bearings can just go off totally. So I think his friends left him alone, by the sounds of what he was saying. And I couldn't quite gauge whether he was furious or worried at first. So I thought, when he finds his friends, he's either going to kill them or kill them for leaving him. Kill them for disappearing, or kill them for leaving. I'm not quite sure. But yeah. So, but we saw them down outside the old Nag's Head. And he'd found his friend, so it's all good. But he got me thinking there that obviously he'd gone up onto the moors on his own, or he'd been split up from his party. And I just thought that I can see what's coming here. If his friends were still up top there, it was going to be another call for the mountain rescue. The poor old mountain rescue that have to come out when people go up there unprepared and... Sirens there. The poor old mountain rescue who go up there in all weathers to try and find people that have split up from their friends or have gone up there without any map and compass. So, yeah. It's been a great walk, a very short but great walk. The steep ascent up Crowden Clough was very interesting. It was a nice gentle walk at first, and then it got really steep. If you head on over to shareyouradventure.com, you should be able to pick up my route from today. And just have a quick look at the altitude graph there. It's quite a sharp ascent and then a really steep descent. Okay, so I'll leave it at that. I'll speak to you all again soon. And goodbye for now.